Now, if you work with .NET, ADO.NET, there are different things you can work it. ADO.NET, if you use Visual Studio or Delphi, you use a .NET SDK. It comes with ADO.NET for SQL Server, with Oracle, and to access Microsoft Access or something, stupid things. But each connection of the database, for example, system data, that's its namespace, SQL client, this connection object there, you can only access the SQL Server. Data OLE DB, only the OLE database, or very stupid to use system data ODBC, over three two layer back and so on, is you can use ODBC. The same is now, if you want to switch your application to another database, Oracle for example, you have now to include a new namespace, you have new classes, sometimes with some other methods, and also other parameters, but the most are have the same. Then you go next database, you use now for example the Firebird ADO.NET stuff, you have to change again. If you have to write an ASP.NET application, which you can use very simple, with a lot of databases, there are two solutions. Make interfaces, which is managing the different namespaces, or there's a BTP provider. And I saw that the Firebird provider have a beta BTP provider now included. And the BTP provider is a class independent first from the database. They have a connection class. And over the connection string, you can decide, I go to this database, this database. It's no question that the SQL statements are not running on each the same syntax. You know, left join, or not each database have a left outer join, for example, DB2. But you have one component you can access now to Interbase, DB2, Oracle, SQL Server Access, Sybase, new with Delphi 2006, also MySQL, or with the Firebird driver you can include, also the Firebird there on BTP stuff. And there's a lot of third-party tools components, like for example CoreLab. It's a great BTP and ADO.NET provider, manufacturer. You can go to other databases. And that's the graphic. The normal ADO you have special for one database. The BTP is a managed thing. You have go direct to, for example, the GDS32 DLL or the OCE DLL on Oracle or whatever. Okay. But you found everything very similar between all. If you use Firebird, the BDP, the ADO.NET, Oracle, you have the connection, command, data, data, and command builder object. And so it's no problem if you find a great book about ADO.NET, for example, for Microsoft Press, there's a very great book about this, buy it. You can transform it to each other very easy. Okay, the classes, connection command, data reader, data set, and then you have for ASP.NET, it's called connection pooling. Also in your driver is a connection pooler inside. That's great that you have not each session have its own connection. You say in the connection string, pooling minimum 5, maximum 100, pooling yes, it's a connection string. And then if your application started, it creates a pool of connections, 5 minimum. And if you need a connection and you create it and say open, it comes from the connection pool, it's one available. If not, it's create a next one, maximum 100, because you have said 100 maximum. And if you close the connection, it's going back to the pool. That's one of the most mistakes. In ASP.NET, you must close the connection to giving back to the pool. If you do not close the connection and your form is destroyed, perhaps it's closed when the garbage collector is running over it, but when? And so you lose connections from your pool. Okay, let's play with it. So, I say now, I go to a new ASP.NET. I use now my BTP stuff. I use my interface. This is, I put over the connection string, that's a connection thing, that's a container I can configure very easy. And now we use a command. You see here BTP command, but if you go also to the Firebird, you have the same connection, command builder. And I use now button, and I say, okay, give me a list box again. And I say in my PDP command, okie dokie, give me the employee. The command is only a select or insert or update or delete command or whatever you write in SQL. There's a column, it's called first name. Now I say nothing else like, okay, my BDP connection, I open it. I do not write now the try finally stuff and so on. My BDP command have a method execute reader, none query, whatever. And then I say that's my reader is a BDP data reader. Hello. And my reader is BDP. Is this one. And then I say, okay, while this is also a new thing in Delphi 2006, it's smart blocks go in automatic way, blah blah blah. So I say my reader dot read, okie dokie, begin, and then I say, okay, my list box dot items dot add my reader first name to a string. And BDP connection dot close. So if I use this pooling, it's going back to the connection pool. And there is simple to do. But you cannot go there. Each component, that's a great thing in ACE, in .NET framework, that you can link each property of a component of a control to a field of the database. Not only text, left, visible, color, whatever you like, you can link to a database field. And there's every time it's called data, and you have a data source, data member, or over your data bindings, you can see all your things. You can, okay, I say the name or the italic to a data thing or whatever, but the command you cannot bind to a control. You can only do with a data adapter. So if you make a lookup combo box or whatever, I would prefer in a web application not to do over a data adapter. So I read it and store it and in a session variable, because nothing is bad than an open transaction. And yeah, you know all this stuff. But now let's play with the data adapter. The data adapter talked about have four commands. Delete, insert, update, and the select command. And I use now here configure data adapter, make this select, insert, update, delete statement for me. You can say, okay, preview me the data, a data set in a data set. Remember, the data set have a collection of tables. And I say, okay, go there. With BDP, I can say now active, and it's filling in an automatic way. If not, you have to say with standard ADO, the method BDP, or the data adapter dot fill in this data set. So if you say true, and I say now here, go there, this have a data source, data set, and a data member, it's okay, I have the copy employee table now. And say okay. Oh, it isn't? Yeah. Why it is not? Because if you link something, I do a second thing here, a data grid. This data grid, okay, we give him some colors. And it's also data source and the table name from the collection. I didn't see any records because you have to data bind everything. If you change something, and you want to notify your component, I say now in the page load event, but only one time, not every time if you request to the web form, because you press a button and go back and so on. That's important to say. If not, is post back, then my list box dot data bind
and my data grid dot data bind. Oops, there's one begin too much. And there they are. Oh, it was not the correct thing. But on the grid you see now, the data are in the data grid. So, if you have a text box and the user can say select stuff, whatever, and press a button, you have every time if you change the data to data bind your things. The best thing is to say make your own method for data binding, my data bind, because if you go now to filter data or sorting data, you have only to call this one method. Let's go there and make it. Clear this. I don't need this, and we don't need this button anymore. And so, for example, we have this grid now with our employees. Now we want to sort it for clicking there on the top columns. Most people go there and say, okay, I see here it's called allow sorting. Oh, I have links, but nothing happens because you have to fill your sort command. So what you need for sorting, it's called a data view. The data set cannot sort, but a data view can a lot of things for you. Filtering, sorting. So I say the data view now is binded to the data set table. And the grid don't get the data from this table. It gets the data from the view. So I say on the grid here, on the selected, not selected, on the sort command, my data view, on the sort command, my data view dot sort is E dot, the sort expression. And if you want to have ascending and descending sorting, it's very easy. You say, now it's going to the style of developing. This data view is destroying. What I do many times is now, because when I go back in the data view, it's clean. There's no, because it's destroyed the value. So a good technique is not to store all the data, you know, this in the Win32 application, also on a web, on the form, blah, 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 blah. So what I do is I create on the, is if you come the first time, I say, okay, I make me a variable, data view. And my data view is a data view dot create, and my data view point table is, oops, is nothing else like the data set tables 0, and I store in a session variable is the data view. So it's stored, it's not, did not lose my data. And I say, okay, if for my session variable, with what is a data view, dot sort, is it E dot, the sort expression? So I say, okay, my is sort expression plus descending, else I forget the data bind, I didn't see changes. Okay, so here now data grid, but there was I forget something. Data view create is data set. It's a problem. there is a...
Yeah.
Okay. There's something not deleted. File in files, data view 1. Oops. Find files, data view 1. Where was it? Okie dokie. Ah, the data grid is going. Yeah, it's not anymore on the data view. That was the reason. And so I have to bind again the data grid. Okay, so I say extract to method my data bind. And then I say my data bind is there. The data grid dot data source is from the data view session variable data view. And here I call also only my data bind. Hello? That's Murphy's Law now. Data view session. Data view my data bind. Yeah, it's not in the session variable. Now it's in the session variable. First I have to save when I read it. Okay, now you can say, okay, give me blah, 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 and have a up and down. What you have also is a filter. I show only the thing. You have in your data view a method. It's called find a row filter. With row filter, you can say, okay, where this column name, employee, like, Miller, percent, or, and so on, zip code, less, 5,000, you can filter it. And you have to data bind again. And it's only data binding the record, which is in the filter. So you can, and it's very quick because your data are in the data set. It's not going back to the server. But if you like to change the SQL statement because you have 10 million records there and you want to change your where thing in your filter argument, it's not to use the data view row filter. You can say, okay, I make a new SQL statement on the data adapter where with the where clause and data bind again this data, and it's the same. And if you talk about many datas, very important is also that your grid have pages like in Google 123 or whatever. Work with your pages because a browser needs so many time to rendering tables. For example, if you have warp speed between your web server and your machine and open a table with, make it with 10,000 records, you wait minimum 10 to 12 seconds to get the grid rendered from the Internet Explorer or Firefox or whatever. So use the paging control that you have here, some pages. For example, there's also here for the left. And now you have to say on the event, page index changed, your data grid dot selected property current page index is e dot new page index and say my data bind, and you have a page control, and now you can have in your web form in the data set 5,000 records but only 10 are transmitted. If you go there now, you have this, and it's much less traffic between the client and the server. And every time think, not one client, thousands of clients use your application, perhaps. Okay. To manipulate now the data, for example, in a grid, what you have is, if you change now the data, you have a method, it's called update, on each command, on each data adapter. So it's bringing back to the, after changing from the data set, all inserted, updated, and delete records. So the method update doesn't mean update in SQL, it means sending back all the difference. But only the difference, not all records. And so what you need there is for the update method in your data adapter, the field update insert delete statements. Many ADO.NET data adapters do not create it in an automatic way. So you have to create by self these commands and link the update insert delete command to the data adapter property, and then you can say, okay, if I change now the data, okay, let's go there on the button, send to database, PTP data adapter, I have this, it's also on the Firebird data adapter, this update method, from a data set, or if you have in your data set many tables, from the data set with this table, okay, and my data set is my data set 1. Oops, where is it? Okay. So, now I need some changes. So, we say on the web form, this grid have a new column, for example, edit and send. I hate this links because we know that it's a link, not but everybody knows a button is to press. So, and I say here on the event, on edit command, the data grid dot edit item index is E dot I don't use this technique anymore. What was it? It was A dot yeah, what was it? The property again, E dot item index is E dot hello item. No. Yeah, E dot item item index. I think it was. Data byte. I forget it. Zack, my data byte. Yeah, okay. Now I can say, okay, this I want to save, update to database, and if you think it is in, it is not. You see, it is not, because you changed first all the text box there and not the grid behind. And though you need, go to the website, to Dr. Bob, the English guy, and you see you need for this stuff now to insert, update, delete all the stuff, one page of code. That's crazy. So I put it on the link also, the web page, and can save it for the CD, no problem. And so you see, it's a massive thing, you have to work with it to change it. Now what you can do now is different things. First, you have another style of grid now. For example, take our employee customer table here, and I say my data adapter, I configure the insert, update, delete statements. I say, okay, forget a data set and make it active. Okay, that's a customer list. Give me a DB web data source. You know, data source object from your Win32. It works also with XML and XST files. Go to this data set, and then I say, okay, I get me a DB web grid where there's colors, and go to this data source and this customer name. The first thing, when I compile now this, I have no data bind. I've written no code now, first, but there are my datas, and there are also the paging in the center. Then I want to say, okay, give me, first thing, I hate this, a navigator, because if you have a navigator in the web, you have a next, every time a request, but go there, and you have only to say on the data source, on the method, on out, on apply changes, my PDP data adapter auto update. And I do not need auto update on a data adapter. I destroy this. I have no update insert delete statement inside. And it's creating on the fly the update insert delete statements over a command builder object. So I go there. Okie dokie, this is AAA now. I say updated it. And it's in your database now. Saved without a line of code. Yeah, one line, auto update. So now you can, because this data grid has the same properties, much more, but the same like a normal data grid, and you can say, okay, in your property, I need also my edit or my delete or my select and so on. And you don't need a navigator to say next, because on the web you want to say, hey, I want to edit this one in a direct way. And so it's very easy to show the data. I talked about a command builder. That's a very great thing. I go to a WinForm application to show, can put it also on the web, no question. If you have and data, hello, where are the cursors going? So it depends from the command builder object who is from each database. Normally, if you use joins and your join has only one table, it's no problem to do it. But if you have many tables, it depends from the database. For example, the NewSQL server recognizes self, okay, this is from that table, from the database driver, and go in an automatic way. So with the Firebird or interface stuff, you have you cannot update the views or only the fields from one table, not both together in one statement. So you have to handle self. That's only for the for simple SQL statements or one table. If you modify the view, yeah. What I prefer much more is I have no direct access to tables or view anymore. I use stored procedure for reading, inserting, updating, deleting, and then I can modify whatever I like. I have it at the values of my stored procedure. I can say select stuff from stored procedure, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then I can modify in the stored procedure whatever I like. I go to the command builder. Why not? Take a F, so you see also a Firebird connection, and there you can, the same other wizard, but a little bit the same. You can say, okay, let's go to the programs. Data projects, and there's a database. It's called, and the data source is localhost. It's important not go direct to the database. Use localhost or whatever, because your web application is running in a web server. Normally, have no access to the file system. With the Cassini, it works, but later, if you deploy, you have a problem. Okay, test, perfect, accept, and then you have, for example, a data adapter. There's a wizard, you can say, okay, go there, make my SQL statements, And I do not generate now in an automatic way the insert, update, delete commands. I say, okay, select star from, oh no, what is the table name from this database? There's a table, it calls, for example, yeah, extra, why not? Select star from extra, next, finish. And then I use a command builder object. You say, okay, that's on this data adapter. And give me now on this button, on this button, on this button. La 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 la. Oh, that's not my day. It was too long on the bar. So, and I say that's a multi-line text box. Blah, blah, blah. This is for select, insert, update command. I say, okay, give me in the text box. Text is my FB command builder. Get insert, update, delete command dot text. Got command text is the name for the update command. It's the same with the insert, update, delete. And go there. And you have your update command in a... Yeah. This is a where clause. It's pessimistic SQL. If you go to the optimistic, you have to say get update command. Oh, is this in Firebird driver? Command, is there a property? Hello. Create, is a transaction without, normally you get a parameter by key, by changed fields, or by all. And then you can get only, you can give back, it's bringing you back for by key, only the where clause by primary key, and so on. But so you can create dynamic the update, insert, delete commands. But it's not work if you have a select count, you have a problem to update this. Okay, that's the command builder. So, next step is now, what is a great technique to use on a big application? What I do, for example, Holger Klemp has the same system. We are absolutely friends from not to have a query object or a data reader or a command object in your application. So if you have on your database an employee table and a customer table, we have objects called tEmployee, tCustomer. They have like properties, like the fields. They have insert, update, delete commands inside. We have an array of employees and who have an automatic way. You have to get all the data in an automatic way. They have a difference between the database communication, a difference from the business logic view, and a difference from the presentation layer. So you can do now different ways now. One of the things is, okay, I go to what I've written for my project, and I hope at December or January about this, I put it on the web, this tool, and it's called what you do every time by hand is open project. Smart app there. Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know why. This is a beta. I have not changed some parameters. I go for this example to the Delphi 2006. The because Dexter is in about 16-17 days is beginning shipping of Delphi 2006, and this is a beta what I was running from the first or second November or something else, some fixes also. But I was on the Delphi 2000 roadshow, and I want to change during a presentation tour to change the stuff. Yeah, that's okay. You see later when I restart Delphi 2006 again, this is double speeded for starting. And we have include one more language, C++, also in the same EDE, but it's much quicker. So I go to the project, project smart app, project group. If I go to an application, this is a web application for rent cars. And there's a, for example, in my admin console, a unit. It's called IB source code. IB producer. For example, this table Mandant have some properties and have an insert, update, delete, and a get a record as data table or as data set. And every time to write it by hand, that's really crazy. So what I use, like other guys, go to the system tables, read it, and produce it. To show you what happens in a quick way is I go to my IB producer. It's an ASP.NET running application, so I have it on my for all developers on a central station on my web server. I can say okie dokie, what I like to do, interface or BTP Firebird or Firebird ADO.NET or whatever. Go to the database. Everybody knows the employee. Connect it. Okay, I want to have my project, the employee in the customer tables. Delphi, C sharp code, what is the starting name, getting and setter method, yes. Hello, Bob. I have the source code and also abstract more layer where I change my special things and it's not changed any. And I recreate, copy this. And then I say now in my make a new ASP.NET application. Hello. Waiting time. This is not looking good. Oh, there's a message, I think. Go back. No. Bad. Ah, there it is. Go there. What's going on, machine? It's your recorder. No. But why is 100%? What's going up there? Okay, I don't know. Okay, and I have this a new unit. I call this IB producer. I say okay, point. I store the. Oh, it's not copied. So I have to go again. Give me the employee and the customer, generate, copy, boing, and now I go to the unit, okay, and I have to include now in my web application some references manually for the BTP, or for the Firebird, or for the ADO.NET, or the Oracle assemblies.
It's Borland Data Common and Borland Data Provider. Okay. So if I want now in my application on this web form, on this data grid, I use a standard data grid which comes with the ASP.NET SDK, and in this button I want to have all the employees. I have only to say, okay, my variable, I get a data set, and I have an employee array. It's a TIB object employee array. I say my data is my TI object employee project create, and what I need is only a connection. And say my my data set, or my data has a method SQL where query, for example, with my BDP connection close after, yes please, because it's go back to the pool. If I use connection pooling, a where close, no, give me all data. And then I say, okay, my data set is my data dot get the data as a data set, and my data grid punct data source is the data set, for example, one table, specially, and data grid data bind, for data binding. I have nothing to do with the SQL stuff. And all unique index, including the primary key, you have in an automatic way as a method. And that's creating for me an IB identity, changing, you have to display it to managing the updates and so on in the data set from the objects. But that's one style that people use. They make their own objects, classes with these methods, and with an automatic way to insert, update, delete data. Another way is, now we go to another step, is over the application lifecycle management architecture. If you have big projects, you have application designers, for example, in UML or MDA, say, in another way of developing software. You have in your system, why not? Borland have included all this stuff also now in the Win32, because not only .NET is important, 95% of your software you are developing with Delphi is not .NET now, it's Win32. It's coming in the future also in .NET. But there is a designer inside and a source code documentation tool in an automatic way. So I say now, I have here an application. This application, okay, we make a new unit. So we save this file, new, other. It works with C#, it works with .NET, it's working in 32. Perhaps it's interesting for your old applications. So I say, where is my units files, Delphi unit? Give me, it was in... Yeah. Unit. And in this unit, we have a class, tnothing, is a class. Has, for example, a public method or a property. It's called myBeep or whatever value. Integer. What's going on there? Class? Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks. It's too simple. okay. Properties. And then we have a T nothing or T foo 1. It's a class. And we have a T foo. Oh, it's a class for T nothing. It's better. Two, three, four. That's for an also T nothing. That's for an T foo 1.
and that's from tfoo2. What you can do now, go to your project in the unit 2. Yes, in this way. Before we go back to ASP.NET and ECO and this stuff, what happens now is this is a two-way tool. Together product, it's now 100% included in Delphi 2006. In 2005 and before, it was only a small part with only class diagrams, no state diagrams. Later. Go back there. If I go now there, okay, tfoo is from, not from tfoo 2, it's now from, nice, not this. Hello. Delete. Hey, what's going on there? Ah, it's 2005. What are you doing? Yeah, let me look. It's in... products. What was the path? The type? It's called unit project 2. Okay. So, go back there. That's funny. I'm searching and I didn't found. Am I so slow now? Quick way, give me, 32. Yeah, save, duck. Yeah, why not? Go for it. And we're making the same unit now. Tfoo is class and, oops. And then 1, 2. There. 1, 2, 3. And this is a class of tfoo1a. tfoo1, and this is tfoo2. Save, go to the model viewer, yes, create me a model. And say, okay, this unit, I have this, give me layout, tfoo layout. So, and tfoo 2, 3 is not tfoo is not from tfoo 1, it's now from tfoo. And if I go to the unit back, tfoo 1 is now from tfoo. If I go there and say, okay, this is from tfoo 1 again, and now I have a public property. It's called ABC integer. Go back to the diagram. It's a completely two-way tool. So, UML, you can do class diagrams. And you saw, for example, my producer, I produce in classes. Now I go the other way. I produce over a diagram a database. This way. So what I do now is to say, okay, I have a database design created by a class diagram, and please create over the database this class diagram in an automatic way, also a technique to create me an application over the constraints, foreign keys, and dependencies, and so on. So what I say now is I want to use an EcoASP.NET web application. Eco is not still anymore only the architect. Eco is completely in professional version. Only with creating data, it works, but it saving and loading data, but only from the XML files. If you use databases behind it, you have to use the enterprise version.
Yeah, it is. Sorry.
Okay, this web application name, for example. And for our web application, I say, go to my model, to my package. I have a class it calls department. A department have attributes that's the same as fields in a database. It calls, for example, department name. It's a string. Because I'm in Delphi. No, it's the same in C sharp. And have address. And we have a second class called employee. Which employee have first name and the last name? You can use objects also and so on, and have an association. It calls an employee can work in only no department or in one department, but not in two departments or whatever. And a department can have 0, 1, and many employees. 0, dot, dot, star. 1 to n. Okay. Nice. So I go back, and in Eco it's called an Eco space. You need now a component who is managing you between your diagram to the database. Okay, so I say I need a persistent mapper. You can say give me a persistent mapper BTP or by XML or ADO SQL Server or whatever. Now go there and say create me. And I create now a new database, an empty database. Development. I do it with a standard tool, though it's not a special thing what I do. Create me a new database on ctemp session eco.ib standard blah 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 eco session copy it. There are no tables, only the system tables. So I say, okay, I make me a new because it's a BTP mapper and not as ADO.NET mapper, but Firebird have a BTP driver also, you can do this. Include it in your BTP connections and BTP data sources XML file in the bin folder of Delphi. You have to put in some strings, but it's in the install readme for your driver also included. So I say, okay, I make a new connection. It's session eco. Modify my connection string. This one. And my server's running on another port. So I say slash GDS75 and double point. System master key. Yeah, perfect. Okay, I put the session eco there, and then each database have different techniques to create table, different field types and so on. So I say my mapper is now connected to this connection and have here or here the possibility to select which database type I'm working. I have no Oracle string here stored or DB2, though they are disabled. If you have a connection which works with Oracle now, this is coming up. Okay, interface dialect 3. So there's behind, and you can fix your own. It's only a save of property values. What is the daytime format? What is how to drop a column, index or whatever. If you have a special database and you have a provider there, you can change.
Okay, and then I say, create me from my model the tables. The eco tables are some special system tables for the eco framework. But I have a table department and I have a table employee there now.
Okay, moin.
So when I go back now and say, you see, I have my department table with a department name and my method attribute address. If I go now to my model and say, okay, I forget something. For example, very important is also add new attribute and an employee number. Save.
That's sometimes from the better recursives itself. Hello.
That's a beta problem. Okay, come on. Go up, 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 up. It's an empty form, I know. So when I go back to the eco space, where was it here? Provider. And they, okay, I have to drop or to recreate or to alter. You can also say, give me the script. How was it? Envelope? Yes. Give me execute. I don't know anymore how it is. You can say, give me the script for altering the data. So, okay, recreate it. I go back to the tables and give me, what was change? Employee, to employee ID. I have now the employee number also there. But it's not only a way, this diagram style, to show how to create. You have some logic also included, because over the association you have in your eco diagram that the employee can be member but only one to a department. The department can have from none to unlimited employees. What I do now is I say, okay, I make a new other ASP.NET outer form. This outer form, I can delete this standard, I don't need it, and remove from project. And this outer form is my start page, and I run now. That's all. This outer form is nothing else as a where is it? Here. Give me the design. There's a placeholder. I can do whatever I like there. I can put my image there and blah, 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 blah. Okay. We have different classes. A department. You can modify this. We have departments. Oh, we have no department. So I create a department. The department name is Superdu or super department with the address ABC Street. Something changes. Oh, this department have no employees. Okay, I put a new one. First name is Donald. Doug. Employee number 111. It's linked to the department. All classes, the department, this one have an employee. I can say, okay, new one, it's Dagobert or Mickey Mouse with a employee number, and it's, I want to link to also the super department, and in my department I have a new department, less department, address, submit, add an existing. Okay, Mickey Mouse is not in the super department anymore, let's go to this department. It's a completely other way
of style to developing software. You have in big projects with a lot of developers, you have divided the design part, the application designer, independent from the programming language. Because you know all, I'm also make the extreme programming, open a form and starting. But if we design application, we think parallel in this way, how can I implement this? And this way is to say, okay, it's not important at first how to implement this. And this is auto code generation, put it away, the first step. I just make my design, and then you have different technique. With the UML stuff, I've talked before, it create me the classes in an automatic way in my Pascal file. I have to implement the code. Or I have my T with the source code producer, T employee project, T customer project with its methods. If you create this or write it by hand, it's the same result. Or you can say, okay, I go completely to the MDA, only designing with a designing tool, the dependencies, the associations, there are much more diagrams, state diagrams. There's a great video on Borland Developer Network, bdn.borland.com. It's the third or the fourth link. It's called Eco3 State Machines and so on. There's these autoforms with automatic events, if this button appears or not, and so on. It's 25 minutes video. Download, it's really great to understand this. And yeah, I have web. bdn.borland.com. And it's called Hello. This one, Overview in Eco3 in Borland Developer Studio. Look at this. This is really great. It works with WinForms, with WebForms. How can I say, okay, if you're over this budget, this button is not enabled anymore, and so on. This is really great to understand the technique. And this way, with this possibility, is this way that you only design and go back and creating the application. And Eco3 have also other way. You have an existing database with fields, and now we create this application from an existing database. So we pause, machen? Okay, we have to make a small break. Achso, ist jetzt fertig? Wann ist fertig? 15:30. Okay. 2 minutes, and then I'm finished. Yeah, the time is running. Okay, give me 2 minutes only for one thing.
How far does that go into the database? Because a lot of the, for example, the constraints you have there, you have the constraint of.
If in your design, say this field is unique, make it a primary key. If this is dependent from this field, and so on. It is only a question of designing. It's all included
in the.
It's not important for you,
okay. Because
you have a complete. Yeah, I was thinking the same style a long time. That's a question of the producing for you. If you have a good design, it's creating your indices all in an automatic way. Sometimes I also do it on the database for performance. But give me, we can do it in the break. Only to show one step is to I go there and say, give me other an EcoASP.NET application, blah blah blah. I put it on my EcoSpace provider. And persistent mapper again. Persistent mapper BDP. No, this was the wrong EcoSpace. There. So a persistent mapper BDP, and I say, okay, everybody knows the employee database for a long time. And as there, I say, okay, I have an existing database. Okay, give me from this database with this wizard, there's an employee table, though the class cannot be employee, since employee data is a package name.
generated over these tables, not these copy tables, that's for me, these tables generated, point, finish, okay, save, go to my model view, give me from this package the diagram, finish. Now, repeat, auto form, blah, 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 and you have a basic thing, you can start now to design and whatever. And you see, also here the foreign keys are included. So it's only a question of diagram. Or that this, where is it, employee number is an unique, where is it? I don't know now, it's a property, okay, it's unique, this is a primary key, blah, blah, blah. And if you have this design now, we're going to stupid things and say, okay, I want to transform this to other database or other programming language. Take the design, create the classes again, and so on. This is a rural application lifecycle management. And he's going crazy now.
No.
Okay, I'm outside, no coffee break, no question. But I'm here and there the whole day and tomorrow also. I hope I show you the different ways for ASP.NET, from starting, understanding, going to the high level. And if you talk about developing languages, only one sentence. Delphi is the one developing tool on the world. You can use your projects from Delphi 1 to Delphi 2006 and compute the UML and this eco stuff. Play with it. I think the next month is coming out the trial version. Download it, play with it. You will love it. Because it's so, for big projects, for designing these things, use it.